I'm your host, Boiler Dad. This is part of the Boiled Sports Handsome Hour QuickCast Network. Mom, thanks for watching. Remember, we're sponsored by MartinVintage.com, where you can get the Retro Purdue t-shirts. If you enter Boiled at checkout, you get 20% off. What a day. What a weekend. Purdue wins down in the Bahamas versus Arizona. Purdue beats IU at home for the bucket. Notre Dame loses to boot last night in a late game. It was a fun game. It's going to take Purdue to a bowl game and potentially springboard the program back to where it should be. There were some trick plays. There was a flea flicker that didn't work, but Joe Schopper threw another big pass, a 22-yard gain, I believe. He actually checked down during the play, which is awesome. He looked like a quarterback just in a really, really, really deep set. But that play was important for a couple reasons, because Purdue had gone into that real conservative mode in the second quarter. Schopper's pass jump-started the offense, and then Purdue scored shortly later. Purdue went into that conservative shell again in the fourth quarter, but ended up holding on and winning. And what I see and what I wrote about last night is that this is an example of Jeff Brohm kind of going to his strengths, really putting the game, the win on the feet and the hands and the backs of the parts of the team that can earn the victory and that the situation warrants. This is something we haven't seen in a little bit. Obviously, Brohm loves passing. He loves trick plays. He loves doing all that stuff. But he's also not rigid enough to not try different things and not to do something different or if the situation calls for it. Markell Jones had a huge day, 200-plus yards, and he was just a workhorse, 31 carries. It was really pretty awesome to watch him slowly salt away the game as the clock just melted. Purdue had a 6 or 7 minute drive one time, had another 5 or 6 minute drive in the third quarter, and those were important. It just kind of kept IU from being able to do anything, obviously. IU's offense is so fast moving, and their hurry up is so effective that keeping them off the field as long as you can was important. Keeping Simi Cobb off the field was important. It seems like Brohm was just not gonna allow the offense to make the big mistake. So everything was close to the vest at that point. Next up, Purdue will find out which bowl they're going to in a week. It could be Detroit. It could be Nashville. It could be New York City. It could be out near San Francisco. A lot of ways it could go. There could be some bowl trading, which I don't really understand, but it's happened before. It's not unprecedented. A lot of ways for this one to go. Congratulations to you if you're a Purdue fan who has kind of weathered the storm. It feels like things are getting there. Thanks for tuning in to this Handsome Hour QuickCast. Stay tuned. We'll have more as the bowl situation develops. What a great day. I'm glad you got to go out there. If you did, if you're in God's country, it was a fun one. Getting on the field is always fun. Have a great day. Have a great Sunday. BS all the time.